superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Barry Sanders here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
If only you had a little James Harden in you back in the day.
We just don't have the players, guys.
Did you ever think of doing that?
That would have been a reach for me.
Today's guests, CBS broadcaster and the voice of the Brooklyn Nets, Ian Eagle, WBC interim lightweight champion Ryan Garcia, actor Lou Diamond Phillips, plus co-host of Peacock's Brother from Another, Michael Smith. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Ah, money doesn't even know it. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Wow, is there a lot going on today?
Right?
Here on the Thursday before divisional playoffs weekend in the National Football League, hiring and supposedly interviewing or not, and there's lots going on right there. We've got a full house of guests from all over the sports world, which we'll get to in a second. We welcome our NBC Sports on Peacock live streaming television audience. We welcome our NBC Sports Audio Sirius XM Channel 211 audience. We welcome those listening on the Rich Eisen Show radio network from coast to coast. We've got people in several time zones listening to us live on our Rich Eisen Show radio network. I say good morning to West Coast time to Chris Brockman and Mike Del Tufo.
Good morning, Rich.
Good to see you,
Jim. Morning, buddy.
Good
What's
to
happening,
see you
man?
Also.
What's happening?
TJ Jefferson.
Very happy to be here.
Good
Rich.
To see you. Good to see you, sir. Okay, so now, all right now. Look, we know sports stars are in a different stratosphere, monetarily, obviously, socioeconomic status. Not a single soul that is fortunate enough to have a job in this crazy-ass world, in this pandemic, can look their boss in the eye and say what James Harden said publicly. You know, not many people could go to their boss in the eye and say to him or her, let alone call a press conference for their own world and saying to a microphone, just not going to work here. I don't think it's going to work here.
I've done all I can.
Because if that happens, then you don't work there and no one else is going to be jumping in and saying, let me completely change our entire business plan and flip the table, figuratively, of our business plan over. When the Nets woke up, anyone in the Nets organization woke up 48 hours ago, or let's just say whoever's in charge of the Nets organization that can greenlight what was greenlighted yesterday. Let's just say they went to sleep early. Let's just say they got kids. Let's just say they just, you know, had a long weekend. They're just like, I'm going to turn in early. You know, I'm going to go to sleep. And then they just wake up the next day and they look at their Twitter feed or what have you, or look at their phone and see James Harden's post-game comments after the Lakers boat race, the Rockets saying, yeah, I don't think it's going to work here. Thank you. Out. Peace out. Out. You're immediately saying, okay, I'm assuming there had to have maybe been some conversations between the Nets and Houston or something. You can't imagine yesterday's trade being able to be thrown together in a couple hours. Maybe it was. But we don't get to live this way. James Harden and NBA All-Stars get to live this way. NBA All-World stars get to live this way. I don't even know if NFL players get to live this way. I mean, Antonio Brown had to take to his social media feed and basically act all kinds of different ways to Sunday to get out of the Oakland Raiders at the time. What other, give me other NFL stars that are essentially Like Deshaun Watson may be pulling this right now, but not even people who know him very well think that he really does want to trade and to try and get himself out of Houston. Maybe he does.
T.O. kind of.
T.O. did sit-ups on the front lawn and stuff like that.
Eli?
Well, Eli.
Before he even got
Eli
into
said, I'm not coming somewhere.
Yeah, but Marshall did that too. I mean, that's a thing that happens.
Right, we've seen that in the NFL.
Yeah,
but like under contract somewhere and say, it doesn't work here anymore, I want out. I mean, I guess T.O. did that back in the day.
Got out of Philadelphia that way.
Right, and Antonio Brown obviously did it in the NFL, but not a he paid a price, I guess, after he got booted from New England based on what he had done in previous days personally. But my point, I guess, is I kind of don't know how to feel about this. You know, I mean, where you just don't act professionally. It's just that simple. You don't show up on time, and then you show up overweight, and then you get to go where you want to go after all. Now he'll just, I'm assuming, run around and, you know, start eating all the antioxidants and take almonds instead of, you know, Twixes or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I guess he'll start getting back into shape, and Harden is who he is. And now he's going to be in Brooklyn after all. And then I'm assuming Kyrie, wherever he is excited and is ready to come in. Has he commented yet? Has he publicly surfaced in any way, shape, or form, even on any social media, saying this is great, I'm ready to roll?
We've not heard from Kyrie yet.
Meanwhile, no Kyrie, no Harden, and Durant goes into Madison Square Garden last night and does what he does, which is score 25 or more points. 8 straight games now. Look at him. So now he gets what he wants, and then
he is going to be in Brooklyn today. Sean Marks, the Nets GM, said that he expects James to be there today.
Sure. I mean, why wouldn't he be? He'd be on the first private jet he can possibly get. He's got to be walking on air. He got to live his life the way that he wanted to live his life. It was just a difficult for him 2 weeks to be where he didn't want to be, 3 weeks where he didn't want to be. And now the Rockets get an insane amount for James. Insane amount.
I mean, look
for
at,
him.
Look at this. If you're watching a Peacock right now, look at this draft.
I'll
look
read
at this
it
trade.
Out. I'll read it out. I mean, like, because you see all those movies with crazy conspiracy theories where there's newspaper clippings and magazine clippings and photographs attached by red string and whatever. Like, that's how you have to figure out this trade.
Yeah.
So essentially, the Nets get Harden, and the Cavs were pulled into this deal. They get a second round pick in 2024 from the Cavs, who get Jared Allen and Taurean Prince.
Poor Jared Allen in all of this.
And the Pacers wind up with the stellar Caris LeVert in exchange in a trade that has yet to be announced for Victor Oladipo. So the Pacers are pulled into this, and the Rockets get Oladipo, Dante Exum, Rodion Skurix. The following first rounders from the Nets, the next season's first rounder, 2022. Then 2 years after that, 2024 and 2026, they get a first-round pick from the Cavaliers via Milwaukee, 2022. They get 2 first-rounders next year in addition to their own. 2021, 2023, 2025, 2027, first-round pick swaps with the Nets. Holy cow. Good for them, man. One player, and it just... they've restocked the fridge. Fridge is restocked, and we'll see what they do with it. And yeah. I'll just say this. Kyrie, you know, when he's finished smudging whatever he's smudging with his sage and his flat eartherism and all this crazy stuff that you get with him, I'm assuming whatever is going on with him, he's contacted Steve Nash or he's taking his phone calls, and he'll show up. And then Harden's going to take some time for him to get into shape and to figure out how it all works together with Durant. And Steve Nash, in his first year as being a head coach, has got an incredible amount of talent and a huge job of trying to figure out how the pieces fit and how everyone can, you know, coexist. Because last I checked, I looked in the rule book, and I also scrubbed the internet to see if they change the rule. There is just one basketball, right? That's
correct.
Just what, okay, still.
Yeah, correct.
Just one ball. So they're going to have to figure out all that stuff. Steve Nash, who knows how to share, he's going to have to do all that. Thankfully, he's got one of the, as he said, a pleasure to coach, one of the most pliable superstars maybe in the history of superstardom in Durant. I'll just say this. I'll still take the Lakers right now. I know you posted that last night on our Twitter feed.
I did, and it's
over, I hit the Lakers.
Yeah, it's over 50% on Lakers, too.
I'll take the Lakers still right now.
I mean, I picked the Lakers before the season.
I'll take the Lakers right now. Everyone's assuming Nets versus Lakers. Why not?
Yeah, Lakers, but Nets, or the field is what I posted at
the
show.
I don't know, man. I'd rather go with a team that just won it and the superstars already know how to coexist. And, you know, you take out, they've upgraded at the point guard position, with all due respect to playoff Rondo. You know, I think they've got a deeper, you know, Harrell's been dynamite already. You could see what he's added to this mix.
Deeper and younger.
Kuzma's yet to even, you know, I think he's trying to still figure his way in this whole thing. By April, they should figure that all out. I'll still take the Lakers right now.
LeBron still plays for them, right?
He sure does, and he's playing every damn night when everybody else has got back spasms and knees this and that and, you know, this, that, the other thing. I'll still take the Lakers. But I'm a little conflicted, you know. I'll be honest with you. I know it's the way of the world. I know I'm not off the old sports turnip truck. We'll talk about it with the basketball voice of the Brooklyn Nets, who is just also fresh off of calling the Bills' victory over the Colts, who is the guy who called the Hail Mary and the miracle in Miami. Guy's got a knack for big moments hitting him. His son just crushed the Nickelodeon broadcast and is the voice of the Los Angeles Clippers. Ian Eagle's going to be first up. Talk some ball. Round and also oval. Look who is joining us in hour two. Ryan Garcia. Fresh off of taking care of business against Luke Campbell. Tank Davis next for him. He's got a YouTube doc that just completed its last posting. The dynamic Ryan Garcia in hour number two. Hour number three, Lou Diamond Phillips is going to join us.
Hey, all right.
Richie.
Yeah, Richie Valens from the old La Bamba. He's going to be joining us on this program. He's got a new another season of Prodigal Son out on Fox. And then Michael Smith will help us take us to his show, Brother from Another, as we lead to that show every day on NBC Sports on Peacock. You as well at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Lots of coaching news popping in the NFL. Oh, my gosh.
Lots.
Looks like the offer, the proverbial football offer you cannot refuse. The motherlode combination of, first overall draft choice, that's one of the greatest quarterbacks we've seen in college football in any day, whose skill set appears to be remarkably NFL ready. A general manager position that's open, so you can also choose who is the person who can help you shop for the groceries around somebody as dynamic and generationally talented as Trevor Lawrence. You never want to take a job in the NFL of a team that's drafting first overall if the quarterback situation is totally up in the air and the first overall pick does not net you a surefire hit at quarterback. You just don't take that job. And you don't take that job if you're being hired by a general manager that you've just met. You don't do that. Certainly if you have choices. And then you throw in on top of it almost nine figures of cap space. And then you throw on top of it that's in a state with no state taxes coming out of your salary. Honestly, you put it all together.
That's a big factor.
With an owner that isn't going anywhere. Owner's not going to be selling. Owner's not like 85 years old.
Nope.
With, you know, Spalding getting ready to get his foot off the boat and take the franchise over.
I want a hamburger. No, it's
so
cheeseburger.
You cannot any of those jobs if you have the ability, like Urban Meyer, to say, I'm good. It looks like Urban Meyer is going to take this job with my network, my NFL media group, Adam Schefter at the Worldwide Leader in Sports, using the terms finalizing contract, meaning that the Jacksonville Jaguars and Urban Meyer are deep into dotting I's and crossing T's. And the man who...
The man
who wrecked the Big Ten buffet for everybody not named the Ohio State. The man who won in Florida in the SEC while he was there. Guy who told Notre Dame no back in the day. Remember that? Told Notre Dame no back in the day when he was coming out of Utah. Took the Florida job instead. Bowling Green. You want Bowling Green?
Sure did. Won at Utah. Like, this guy
Alex Smith's coach at
everywhere
Utah.
Everywhere and wins.
Turned out a number one overall drafted quarterback in Alex Smith out of Utah. One thing he's not done is coach in the pros. And he is going to lose a hell of a lot more games than he's used to. And we all know he does not take losing very well, whether it's his health issues that he had at the end of Florida and his stays at Ohio State where he wasn't even losing, or, you know, eating pizza on top of a golf cart in the bowels of a stadium where he just lost a national championship. You know what I mean? Like, he takes losing very hard, and he's going to lose a lot. He's going to lose a lot. But if you are Jacksonville, okay, if you are Jacksonville, this is the guy you want to get because he is the CEO. He is the CEO. He is the guy. You hear him on college football program on Fox talking about his tenets of coaching, what you need to lead men in a locker room. You hear it. He's not really one of those guys that's going to break down X's and O's. He's going to have a coaching staff that handles all that. He is going to be the CEO of the Jacksonville Jaguars football operations. That is going to be what I assume the job that he has told Shad Khan I'm going to have. And he will choose the general manager of his liking. Right now, former 49er executive Trent Baalke, who is in the organization, is being reported to get ready for a promotion to the general manager job. And that's it. You got your coach. Your coach has got the GM that you have no problem with. You got the quarterback who you're essentially attached at the hip to for a long-ass time. Who else has this opportunity right now in the NFL to be attached to a dynamic quarterback for a very long time that you know that guy's going to be there for a very long time? The list is small. The list is small. Not even Matt LaFleur could say this because who knows how much longer Aaron Rodgers is going to play. The list is very, very small. It's Andy Reid, as long as he's, knock on wood, he can stay healthy. Whoever maybe the Chargers hire with Justin Herbert, because you know Herbert's going to play and be very, very good for long time.
Big time.
I'm just going in my head right now. John Harbaugh with Lamar has this opportunity all set up. Because you know he's generationally talented. Sean McDermott has this opportunity now with Josh Allen all set up. But can you sit here and say McDermott's going to be the guy in a world where Doug Peterson wins a Super Bowl and is out 3 years later? Crazy world we're living in the NFL. Crazy. But Urban Meyer's raising his hand and saying he wants to be in it. And I've got a couple of reasons why I think he's going to do it. I just gave you one. I'm going to give you another at the top of the next hour. How's that for a tease?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be here.
Well, I guess you have no choice.
Yeah.
Contractually,
you
want
to unpack that poll question real quick? 844-204-RICH, number to dial.
Sure, you want
to
do it?
Yeah, do it right here.
Okay, so I'm going to throw this up on at Rich Eisen Show here in a second. Urban Meyer went 83-9 in 7 years as the Ohio State head coach.
Yes, sir.
Do you think, Rich,
yes,
in his first year at Jacksonville, if he does take the job, he will win, he will lose,
yes,
more than the 9 games, fewer than 9 games, or go exactly 7-9?
844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, a delightful conversation with a delightful broadcaster. I'm delighted to have him. Ian Eagle of CBS and the Brooklyn Nets coming up.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Let's talk Game Time. Boy, do we love using Game Time tickets at the Rich Eisen Show. And every single time I've been watching the basketball playoffs on TV, I've been wondering what it would be like to be at these games. And when you choose your tickets on Game Time, you can see the view from your seat, where the court is, where you are in relation to it. And then the all-in prices, that's my favorite feature. The all-in prices make sure that you see the lowest price guarantee and also know exactly how much everything costs all in before you purchase. So all the guesswork is removed when you buy playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. We just talked about how the Ravens and Bills are taking on one another. What a few days stretch for this guy. He and Charles Davis are a phenomenal listen on CBS. Calls the Bills beating the Ravens. Then his son, Noah, calls the Saints beating the Bears on Nickelodeon, which was a phenomenal broadcast in that respect.
Yep.
And then he's also the voice of the Brooklyn Nets. In Brooklyn, New York, Harden joins that group just yesterday. And he's blessed enough. I mean, the man's called the Hail Mary. He's also called the Miracle of Miami. Essentially, if the Catskills and Gus Johnson had a baby, it would be Iron Eagle.
Wow.
Of CBS. That's joining amazing. Me right here in the Rich House. How's that for an introduction, Iron? What about that?
Well, I'd like to see that conception, actually, Rich. That's very intriguing. Rich, my phone is ringing
yes.
off the hook,
yes.
as you could well imagine.
Yes.
I've had to hire a personal assistant in the last 6 hours.
Hold on
1 sec. Fat, tell them no. I'll call them back. Tomorrow. Yeah. Fat, tomorrow. No, we're good. Sorry about that.
By the way, first of all, outstanding use of Thad, by the way.
I feel like that's the quintessential assistant.
Thad.
Yeah. Thaddeus.
Thad, the assistant. Great.
Thaddeus Horn
III.
I
mean, wow. Let's start with the addition of James Harden to this team. And how in the world, how is this going to work, do you think?
Yeah, holy smokes.
Right?
That hit like wildfire yesterday. Obviously, there had been some news regarding Harden because it didn't seem like he wanted to stay in Houston. The Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers had engaged in conversations with the Rockets. So I think a few things were at play here. One, the relationship with the Rockets for Harden was irreparable, so that made this time frame change extensively.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think the Nets were interested from the very beginning and also interested in making sure Philadelphia did not acquire James Harden. So there were a few games being played here. The Nets feel like now they've got the star quality to vie for a championship. They put their chips right to the middle of the table. They are all in. How it all plays out from a basketball standpoint, I'm not sure. And obviously the Kyrie Irving situation is one that you can't just dismiss. Is he coming back? When is he coming back? What's his mindset right now? Is he committed to this team? All of these are reasonable questions. And there are no real answers right now until he comes out and addresses them personally.
Well, I guess the questions for Kyrie could be, you know, amended as well, Ian, as to why did he go away at all? And why wouldn't he be all in on all of this? Where is he? We could keep going, but can you give me an omnibus answer to what you refer to as the Kyrie Irving situation?
Yeah, I just don't know much. You know, first of all, it's a private matter, so I don't know what he's going through, if this is something very personal that he's dealing with. And then secondly, just based on the circumstances right now in professional sports, there's very little access. You don't see players. I literally have not seen a net in person since the start of the season. I've not seen a coach. Everything has been done virtually. I went through an entire NFL season. I didn't see one player. I didn't see one head coach. I didn't see one assistant coach. So the normal back and forth that you enjoy when you do this job for a long time and the interaction
right.
that helps you do your job better is just not there. And we're all adjusting to it. It's part of the deal. Nobody's complaining about it. It's just the reality. So trying to get answers is not very easy right now. And I'm not even sure anyone has the answers. It is a bit of a mystery. And my hope is we get some facts here over the next 24, 48 hours. The league is now involved because of the video that surfaced of Kyrie at a birthday party for his dad and for his sister. And now it becomes a serious matter where the league is going to have a say in when and if Kyrie Irving returns, not just the Nets and Kyrie Irving making that decision.
Ian Eagle here on the Rich Eisen Show. A couple more minutes left here on the Nets. I guess one thing you have to deal, I guess, in what we already do know in that regard. And two things. One, I think I can see just sitting from my couch here in Los Angeles, and the other, I'd love to get some insight from you. One is Durant looks Durant. I mean, right? Like we don't have many questions here, right? That he's the guy that he's all the bill of goods that the Nets wanted him to be when they got him with his Achilles and everything, right?
Yeah. And from a play-by-play man standpoint, you know the guy is coming. You wait a year for him to put the uniform on. The anticipation builds and builds and builds. And you think to yourself, well, there's no way he can live up to it, right? There's just no way. He's coming off injury. It's going to take a little time. It's eight straight games of 25 or more points. He's already tied a franchise record held by the great Bernard King, who's not ever thought of as a member of the Nets
right.
because he did most of his damage as a Knick. Durant is going to be breaking many records, a multitude of records for this Nets team, and he's done everything that they've asked him to do, and he's done even more.
And now, I guess the question now would be about Nash, if he's ready for all of this, where Kyrie is the big unknown. We're assuming Harden will just be Harden once he gets into game shape and he's in a spot where he's clearly happy to be.
Yep.
And then put it all together with who's still left. And Caris LeVert was dynamic. He was terrific. So I guess walk me through Nash's readiness for a very four-dimensional gig coaching for the Nets here.
Yeah, I would think, Rich, the only other option at head coach right now would be Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Nice.
That's what we're thinking, that it's going to require some deep, deep thought to make sure everything is in line, to juggle the personalities involved. Everything that I've heard up until this point, Sean Marks just addressed the media, was that the guys are all in. They've all said the right things. We want to win. That's what you needed to hear, not about individual accolades. Kevin Durant, he wants to win. He wants to win a championship with his team. James Harden, there is nobody in the NBA that wants to win more than him. His resume is not complete because he doesn't have the championship. Kyrie does. Durant does. This is the motivation for James Harden. And then the Kyrie part of it, I think really what it boils down to is the communication and the fact that there wasn't any. If someone is dealing with something, I think in this day and age, we all recognize you got to go deal with it in the way you have to deal with it, and there's a respect level there. But if you don't communicate to the people within the organization of what's going on, that's where the distraction occurs, and that's where the mystery unfolds, and it creates so much more to this story than there needed to be if it was dealt with correctly right away.
Ian Eagle here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so that's the Nets part of it. Let's get to the CBS Sports part of it. Do you have to ask Thad for your CBS Sports blazer, or can we just get right into it?
Go for it. Thad, let's do a wardrobe change, if we could. Yeah, treat it like the Oscars, Thad. Yeah, we're good.
By the way, you gotta get me Thad's number. I don't mean to poach him, but clearly he's a jack of all trades.
I've only known him for 4 hours, so I don't even understand the dynamic between the two of them.
Okay, very good. Best of luck with that. So, okay, the Bills, how for real are they? Based on you called their latest win, you called their last loss as well with the Hail Mary. You've been exposed to this team quite a bit. What do you think?
I was reminded of that a few times as we were preparing for the game in Western New York.
Nice.
I got a few of those messages. Hey, man. Get a little of that bad juju that you got in you. And I play no role in this. You understand that?
Yes.
No role.
They also scored a touchdown instead of what we all assumed was going to be a game-tying field goal just a couple minutes before. An amazing
exactly.
throw by Allen.
Thank
I mean, come
you,
on
Rich.
Now.
Where were you?
Come on.
I needed you last week to handle this. Not Thad. I think Buffalo validated a lot of things. And I've seen this with teams where you have a breakthrough season and you don't want to talk about the pressure that comes with it when you hit the playoffs, because that's really when you're going to be judged. And the Bills, they did downplay that. I thought they were really loose throughout the week, and in our conversations with them, they handled everything the right way. Sean McDermott struck the right chord. Everybody that we talked to had the right narrative in place, but then when things got a little touchy against the Colts, and Indianapolis played well, there were some tough decisions made and certainly questionable decisions. I get a lot of texts during the game, Rich, and I look down at my phone, and when it starts to buzz, and not just buzz once every 3 minutes, buzz once every 10 seconds when Reich decides to go for the two-point conversion, and when a couple other decisions are made, and there are a lot of guys that lock in on the analytics, and they tell me all the time, that was the right call, that's the right move. And I think to myself, okay, but they didn't win.
Right.
The teams that make these decisions, I fully understand them. I embrace the idea that there is science behind this, but you have to eventually win in order to make me a true believer in all of this. And I've had a number of situations over the last few years where these things pop up, where your instincts, your football instincts tell you one thing, and then counterintuitive to what you believe is actually happening on the field. So with Indianapolis, they were aggressive. I think Buffalo had all they could handle, but Josh Allen has truly become one of those QBs that you've got to keep an eye on now for the next 7 or 8 years. He's figured stuff out. Doesn't matter if it's clear. I think they're going to be supremely challenged this week by Baltimore. Ironically, I did that Ravens-Titans game a year ago, divisional weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think Baltimore's better prepared today than they were a year ago to go on an extended run. And I know that's insane to say when you win 13 games and you're the clear favorite to go to the Super Bowl in 2019, and now here we are a year later for 2020 and into 2021 with the playoffs. I think they're better. I just like their team better this year.
Well, the Saturday night weather for Orchard Park, New York, Ian. I don't know if you're by the way, I do provide traffic as well on the sixes here. That it looks like it's supposed to snow heavily. And the moment when Zach Moss got carted off in the game that you called, I thought to myself, well, this team moving forward, because I assumed that they were going to win, the score looked favorably for the Bills at the time, even though it did get very tight at the end. I thought to myself, this does not bode well in the playoffs if they require a running game to either limit the possession for the opposing quarterback, like, say, Mahomes, or need to win because the passing game gets shut down, either defensively or by something like the weather. That genuinely concerns me. That definitely, I would think, gives the Ravens an advantage on Saturday night.
Yeah, legitimate point. T.J. Yeldon, I believe, is back in the mix. But even with that said, Buffalo has not run the ball all that well this year. Josh Allen has been terrific, and I think a lot of it is a byproduct of the fact that he just became so comfortable as a passer, and their downfield threats were real. And Stephon Diggs has changed the offense. But even when they've had to run, where you've looked at it and you thought, all right, they're going to have to be a running team now, I don't know if that's their bread and butter as much anymore. Allen is still their single biggest weapon in that part of the game. Devin Singletary, numbers were down from his rookie year to his second year. The Moss injury certainly hurts because he was a grinder and a short yardage runner and dependable. So, good point. Baltimore has to feel pretty good going in, and the fact that they've gotten the whole Lamar Jackson winning a playoff game off to the side, yep, so that's no longer even a story, allows them to maybe free up their mind and just do their thing. And as I mentioned, I'm not leaning towards telling you who's going to win the game. I just think that the Baltimore Ravens are a really good team, and the way they got to this point is going to help them more than the way they got to this point a year ago.
Ian Eagle here on the Rich Eisen Show. Before I send you off into your Thursday, sir, I'm going to give you the floor on perhaps any father's favorite subject, which is their child or their children. Your son, here we know in Los Angeles, is the voice of the Clippers. We know how Noah Eagle can call a game and is excellent at his job. I got to tell you, man, that Nickelodeon broadcast, because I got a 12, I've got a 9, and a 7-year-old at home, I wanted to just see how they would react to it. And then once they left the room, because, you know, they don't listen to their father, I found myself staying with the broadcast, Ian. You know, it would not have worked had your son not been so good at doing the down, you know, doing the nuts and bolts, but also bringing what clearly is, you know, from your tree here, a sensibility and his own, you know, fingerprint. I couldn't be more thrilled for you and for him. And it was awesome. It was just great, man. Really was.
Yeah, Rich, it's the ultimate compliment. Everything that you just said definitely hits me in all the right places. I had a net game as this game was going on. So it was Nets Oklahoma City. I'm calling Shai Gilgeous-Alexander gliding to the rim, and my phone is blowing up. So my sense was either this is going really well or it's going really poorly, one or the other. And you have to be some kind of masochist if it's going really poorly that you're going to check in with the kid's dad and tell him, hey, this is a mess. So I then synthesized the information that it's probably going pretty well, and I got to read some of the texts as we hit a break, and yeah, I was blown away. I came home, I ended up watching it off the DVR, and it was amazing. As a dad, my wife Elisa, my daughter Erin, just our whole family, and the reaction that we got, how well received it was. I was just really happy for Noah, because I know he put a lot into it. He was so excited about it. It was so different and new, and the novelty of it. And Nate Burleson and Gabby and Lex from Nickelodeon, everybody wanted to do it the right way. The producer, Ken Mack, director Suzanne
Ken
Smith,
produced
John
it?
Robbins, coordinating producer, everybody.
Oh.
Everybody was committed to really doing something special.
Well, Ken Mack and I go back to the U.S. Open days, you know, on CBS. He's a delightful person who's a great dad, so that makes I had no idea that he was part of that. It was real, and obviously I would have talked it up too, just for out of friendship's sake. But I mean every word, you know, and I thought the and I mentioned it here on the show as well, that the broadcast, this broadcast to me, the fact that your son was the one who did it too. The fact that your son was able to properly and easily explain the catch rule to a child audience means that the NFL was the ultimate, latest, lock solid piece of evidence that the NFL has fixed the catch rule, able to make it understandable to children. It worked. It was great.
You're so right, though. But really, that's what it boiled down to. And when I talked to Noah that morning, I didn't want to inundate him with 20 things to keep in mind for the broadcast. I just tried to boil it down to three things. And I said, first and foremost, you have to have command of the broadcast. You have to set the tone of what this is going to be. Nobody knows what you've been talking about for the last few weeks and your Zoom meetings and your rehearsals. Nobody knows. So when you come on the air, the tone has to be set that this isn't going to be a normal NFL telecast. I said, two, you got to be a point guard. You got to be able to spread the ball around. You got to get everybody a touch. That has to be at the foremost of your focus. And then three, you must have fun. If you're not having fun, the audience is not going to have fun, and that has to permeate throughout the broadcast. And I tried, at least, you know, from a dad standpoint advice, and then from a fellow broadcaster standpoint, just to key in on a few things to keep your mind right. And boy, did they not check every box. I was blown away and just thrilled and beyond proud and entertained. Also, that's the best part of it, when it really does resonate in that manner.
Me too. I felt the same way. Brockman, what Ian is doing right now is known as kvelling. That's what he's doing. He's kvelling right now.
Oh, I
about
don't,
his child.
I
that's what that it is. Mean. You can look it up.
Sad Brockman, a thesaurus.
Thank you.
A Yiddish. Yad has a Yiddish thesaurus? He's amazing. It's like Inspector Gadget. That's amazing.
Yes, it's Thad Rosenstein, right? I didn't want to get into actual names. But.
I and Noah and myself, all Syracuse Orangemen, Rich.
Okay, very good. Very good. Thad went indeed. To he went to Newhouse as well. Go figure. I didn't know that. Thad
went arts and science.
Ian, thanks for the call, man. I truly appreciate it. Well, let's keep talking. I always enjoy our chats, and send my best to everybody in your household. Noah, your wife, your child, Thad, you know, your daughter, all of them. Tell all the Eagles I said hello.
Rich, ditto. Truly. Yeah, always great talking to you, and glad we've been able to take our relationship to the next level. We are now texting friends.
We are that.
That's official.
We are texting friends. Thanks, Ian. Appreciate it. You take care.
See you, bud.
That's
Ian
Eagle.
See
ya. Yeah, I texted him yesterday to, you know, say, would you do it, and whatever. Right. And I'm like, do you have, he's like, yes, I will do it. And then he sends me a landline number.
Wow.
So I wrote him, I'm like, wow, a real adult. I'm like, you realize having a landline means you can't do a Nickelodeon broadcast. And he texts back, but that still leaves me Disney Plus, which just, you know, I mean. Phenomenal. 844-204-RICH, your phone number to dial. Like, chat right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Back in a second. Battle Creek, Michigan, 1963. Kellogg's and Post, sworn cereal rivals, race to create a pastry that will change the face of breakfast forever. A wildly imaginative tale of ambition, betrayal, and menacing milkmen, sweetened with artificial ingredients. Unfrosted stars Jerry Seinfeld in his directorial film debut. It features a supporting cast of comedy greats, including Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, Amy Schumer, Max Greenfield, Christian Slater, Sarah Cooper, Bill Burr, and many more. Streaming right now on Netflix.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, we just had a great chat with Ian Eagle. You know, Kyrie Irving, what is going on? Whatever's going on with him, hopefully it is something that can be rectified, whether it's something between the temples or something. Because Harden has arrived. This is it. And you got to get these guys on the court stat. There isn't a single possession that doesn't have value in it for the Brooklyn Nets right now. There is not a single possession. Ask any NFL team in the era of COVID how their practice schedules are completely thrown out of whack. In the bubble, it was just like any old times. How you could work on stuff, practice this, practice that. That's it. Now, I mean, you don't even know when you're playing a game. You have no idea when you're playing a game. You have no idea if your game's going to be wiped off the map on a Monday. You might have your next two games wiped off because other teams are dealing with what's going on right now. And hopefully they're tightening the protocol will mitigate that in the future weeks for the NBA. But I'm telling you, man, And again, you know, in the sports world, if an athlete is not using a crutch or has a cast, if it's a soft tissue injury or even worse, because it is worse, what's going on between the temples, we think, come on, let's go. Your team's playing. But if they've got a cast or they've got a crutch, it's like, okay, I understand. How long? 4 to 6? Mm-hmm. Okay. And when it's longer than 4 to 6, oh, must be complications. I get it. But when it's soft tissue or it's, I got to take a personal break, I got mental issues or something like that. And I don't mean to say that is exactly what's happening with Kyrie Irving, but you can't remove it from the realm when you're not contacting your employer, or your employer cannot contact you or doesn't know for sure, as communication issues, as Ian Eagle called what he said was the Kyrie Irving situation. But they've got to get reps. They got to go. They got to go right now. Because guess who's already a cohesive unit? The newly recharged Los Angeles Lakers. That's for sure. The team that essentially sent Harden to the podium, I've had enough of this, I'm out, accommodated within 24 hours of the statement. Exit visas stamped within 24 hours of the statement. And remarkably, within the same 10 minutes yesterday, Trump impeached, Harden removed. That was a wild 10 minutes. I didn't know. My Twitter feed just was literally refreshing every 5 seconds with somebody's new tweet about something. And then the Harden stuff.
Yeah, the conflux of NBA and political news in your timeline
was out of control yesterday. And then, you know, it was much easier to understand one single final vote from the House of Representatives. This one was just like, okay, the Cavs are involved, the Pacers are involved, and this is a pick swap, and that's an actual pick trade.
Oladipo,
and that
like,
pick
what?
Comes from Cleveland, and this one goes from Cleveland to the Nets, who gets what? Like, it's just Harden and a second rounder? That's it? And then, wait a minute, and then are the first rounders protected? No, they're unprotected.
Playoff clinching scenarios are easier to
totally.
This.
And with, I'm with ties, the ones that include ties in the NFL
ties are easier,
right? Honestly, if you ever saw Homeland, where you know
Homeland exactly
carries, you know
boards,
you know her bulletin boards with all the conspiracy theory. I can't figure it out.
And the red yarn and the lines
seriously
connecting this guy to that guy.
Like Buffalo Bill's wall was more organized. It seemed like next to you know the lotion in the basket.
Hey now.
Telling you, man, it was a wild day yesterday. And then the Nets cannot afford, like, let's go. Kyrie, you know, let's go. Whatever it is, let's figure it out and get you back out there because they've got to. Let me ask you this. Kyrie doesn't return. Harden and Durant enough? Is Harden and Durant enough?
It's enough to get
you. Well, Caris LeVert is a large
say,
chunk of scoring, man.
Yeah.
I wish they it's enough to get you deep into the Eastern Conference playoffs.
You know who's been elevated to the starting five is DeAndre.
Yeah. He's going to be asked to do a little bit more now.
He was deep on the bench, man.
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah. He wasn't getting serious minutes.
Joe Harris has been nice so far this year.
Well, he's...
Yeah, he's a shooter of the first order. But NBA still has a COVID issue.
Right.
Washington's having more postponements. There have been so many this week.
Awful.
It's only getting worse. So.
844-204-RICH, number to dial your phone calls. You know, it's obvious the reasons why Urban Meyer might be taking the job in Jacksonville. I'm going to give you one more, and it does involve the state of Ohio. That's coming up.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.